taste in clothes is better than my taste in food, as it happens. He grinned the old Virgil, self-deprecating grin, but ended it with a peculiar leer. At any rate, she's left me. I've been fired from my job. I'm living on savings. Hold it, I said. That's a bit crowded. Why not do a linear breakdown? You got a job. Where? Genetron Corp, he said. 16 months ago. I haven't heard of them. You will. They're putting out common stock in the next month. It'll shoot off the board. They've broken through with MABs, medical... I know what MABs are, I interrupted, at least in theory. Medically applicable biochips. They have some that work. What? It was my turn to lift my brows. Microscopic logic circuits. You inject them into the human body, they set up shop where they're told, and troubleshoot. With Dr. Michael Bernard's approval. That was quite impressive. Bernard's reputation was spotless. Not only was he associated with the genetic engineering biggies, but he had made news at least once a year in his practice as a neurosurgeon before retiring. Covers on Time, Mega, Rolling Stone. That's supposed to be secret. Stock, breakthrough, Bernard, everything. He looked around and lowered his voice. But you do whatever the hell you want. I'm through with the bastards. I whistled. Make me rich, huh? If that's what you want. Or you could spend some time with me before rushing off to your broker. Of course. He hadn't touched the cottage cheese or pie. He had, however, eaten the pineapple slice and drunk the chocolate milk. So, tell me more. Well, in med school, I was training for lab work, biochemical research. I've always had a bent for computers, too. So I put myself through my last 2 years by selling software packages to Westinghouse, I said. It's good my friends remember. That's how I got involved with Genetron, just when they were starting out. They had big money backers, all the lab facilities I thought anyone would ever need. They hired me, and I advanced rapidly. 4 months, and I was doing my own work. I made some breakthroughs, he tossed his hand nonchalantly. Then I went off on tangents they thought were premature. I persisted, and they took away my lab, handed it over to a certifiable flatworm. I managed to save part of the experiment before they fired me, but I haven't exactly been cautious or judicious. So now it's going on outside the lab. I'd always regarded Virgil as ambitious, a trifle cracked, and not terribly sensitive. His relations with authority figures had never been smooth. Science for him was like the woman you couldn't possibly have who suddenly opens her arms to you long before you're ready for mature love, leaving you afraid you'll forever blow the chance, lose the prize. Apparently, he did. Outside the lab. I don't get you.
Edward, I want you to examine me. Give me a thorough physical, maybe a cancer diagnostic. Then I'll explain more.
You want a $5,000 exam.
Whatever you can do, ultrasound, NMR, thermogram, everything.
I don't know if I can get access to all that equipment. NMR full scan has only been here a month or two. Hell, you couldn't pick a more expensive way.
Then ultrasound. That's all you'll need.
Virgil, I'm an obstetrician, not a glamour boy lab tech. OBGYN, butt of all the jokes. If you're turning into a woman, maybe I can help you. He leaned forward, almost putting his elbow into the pie, but swinging wide at the last instant by scant millimeters. The old Virgil would have hit it square.
Examine me closely, and you...
He narrowed his eyes.
Just examine me.
So, I make an appointment for ultrasound. Who's going to pay?
I'm on Blue Shield.
He smiled and held up a medical credit card.
I messed around with the personnel files at Genetron. Anything up to $100,000 medical, they'll never check, never suspect.
He wanted secrecy, so I made arrangements. I filled out his forms myself. As long as everything was billed properly, most of the examination could take place without official notice. I didn't charge for my services. After all, Virgil had turned my piss blue. We were friends. He came in.